sweetest one, sweet as can be. Please come home, please come home to me. I love you, love you, love you. I want you, want you, want you. You're everything to me. I love you, love you, love you. Need you. You're sweet as sweet can be. Sweet as one. What have you done? You are so away from me.
Smoldering ember and promised never to part. Ah, I remember your lips were warm and so tender. You were so sweet to surrender. That's when I gave you my. Sleigh riding in December. Do you remember, sweetheart?
That was the end of my lonely nights. The blues was a thing of the past. That's when I thanked the Lord up above for sending my love at last.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to the Boston Medium. Mariah Merlinite, your host, right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woo-wee! That's much better. Thank you. We're 6:05 right on the dot, and I'm extremely excited to be here with you. Yes, that's right. It is your hour of paranormal flicks. This is spirit communication through music. Yes, that's right. If you've never heard this before, if you're just joining in, think of basically psychic medium world interpreted into the music world. Oh yeah, and combining those forces. I am your favorite psychic medium, Mariah Merlinite. And you might have seen me from the Boston Medium TV show, where I do live reading, call-in readings. You know, I was just thinking about that today. I was like, we should bring that back soon enough, okay? pandemic went crazy, and now I'm back. I'm back in action. I'm back here for you. And yeah, that's right. Every now and then and every random, we'll be able to take in callers for free readings. Every now and then, surprise, surprise. So if you like what you're hearing and you're feeling all of this and you're getting connected and you're feeling like it resonates, contact me. Give me a call. Get a private reading. Get an actual scheduled private reading with me. This weekend was booked for readings. Yes, it was booked. So make sure you schedule your readings ahead of time. Weekends do get booked because, you know, it's the weekend. And so it is the new moon today. So we're gonna, you know, this is a really good time. This is an excellent time for readings. Renewal. New moons are all about, full moon. Full moons are all about releasing and letting go and basically clearing. So this should be a goodie. It should be a goodie. So let's get into it. Like I promised, at 6:05, it is the guided meditation. So let's get into it. I hope you like that doo-wop in the beginning. We had the crests with the harp tones. Oh, so good. Oh, doo-wop is just so good for the paranormal playground sounds. Mwah. Anyway, so let's just wind down. All of you who are coming back from work, all of you who had a busy schedule today, this is your invitation to wind down. This is your invitation to take a nice deep breath, to feel the love surrounding you, to feel the joy in the air, to feel God, feel the universe, whatever it is that you believe in, your higher self, you know, whatever suits you. Let's take a moment to just be still. Now, imagine roots coming from your feet all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tying beautifully tight to the earth. This is where we know that we're grounded, and this is where we know we're centered, and this is where we know that we're safe. Okay. So now that we're here, feeling good, getting into this beautiful vibe, let's make the intention to lift our vibrations on this beautiful, beautiful March day. Beautiful day. Let's make the intention right now to let go and release all the things that have been worrying us, all the things that have not served us, all the things that we believe that we're blocking or hindering our growth. Let's just take a moment right now to release all of that and just be here and be present. And invite all your spirit guides with you. And I'm inviting all my spirit guides here with me to assist all of you in raising the vibration high. Let the love of God surround me right now, Infinite Spirit. Let the joy of the infinite be here. Let the love of God surround me and be here. Let me be free, say to the Infinite Spirit, and let us be free right now in this moment, and release and let go all of worries, all of anxieties, anything that we have that may have been in the form of regret, worry, or shame. We're going to release all that. I'm called to release this energy right now of any guilt or shame or anything that we felt we may have done wrong. We may have done someone else wrong or we've done in the past. We're just going to clear all that. Imagine yourself getting washed and bathed in this beautiful spring sunlight that is coming to us. You can feel this beautiful spring sunlight that is coming and showering us because it's right around the corner. The beautiful weather, the high vibrations, the playfulness outside, it's all here. Breathe and imagine everything that you've going through and all that you did, all the beautiful, wonderful hard work that you've done, no matter what it is, no matter if it's spiritual work or material work. Just release all of this and know that it is coming. The sun is here. Even if the sun is not physically visibly here, it is right here in your heart, washing and cleansing you. You can just feel. Imagine beautiful sunsets. You know how you have soap and they make it beautiful and you lather it up and it gets all soapy and washy? Imagine that's the sun. Imagine the sun comes down to you and gives you a piece of sunshine and says, here, bathe yourself with my love. And you're bathing yourself with the beautiful sun's love. And you're just cleansing yourself. You're cleansing and washing everything off and restoring you to perfect you. You're getting rid of any emotions or negative energy that you feel is not serving you, is not that has blocked you or hindered you, and you're just bathing yourself and lathering yourself in the beautiful sunshine and the sun's beauty. Take some nice deep inhales in and out. Oh, infinite presence, as you are here in the most beautiful vibration right now, you see yourself as this most magnificent, vast energy of the universe, the most loved and cherished. You feel that all of your needs met, as you know in this moment that nothing is wrong. And you know that every single day and everything that you do, there is nothing wrong with you. There is only love. There is only love in this beautiful moment. So if there is only love, we know that we have the ability to do and have and be anything that we want. In this moment of knowing and having and doing and being everything that we want, we call upon Infinite Spirit and we say thank you. We call upon Infinite Spirit and say thank you to the love of God and the love of the universe. We say, oh, feel the love. Invested. All this love has been invested so you could be here right now. And as we take away these blocks and we take away all the things we think that are hindering us, that brings us to this point of confidence. It brings us and it clears us and it brings us to this point of pure beauty and pure bliss. Our head is clear. Our mind is clear. Our infinite nature is completely cleansed. We see who we truly are through the mirror of protection, and our reflection shows exactly who we are in this moment. Set up your day right now to understand that everything that is happening to you, that everything that has been done, it is all for your own good, and it is for your higher self. And the universe knows who you are. The universe, life is for you. You are for life. You are present in this moment, experiencing all the beauty and all the joy. So now that you're here in this moment, bathing in this beautiful sunshine, and you're all dried off and you're all cleansed and cleared, you walk into this world and you see the first thing you see when you open up your eyes into this world. Keep your eyes closed, but imagine you're waking up to your new self in this new paradigm. Imagine you've shifted paradigms, you've shifted dimensions, and you've shifted consciousness. Right now in this moment, what would you see? You would see a beautiful world around you. You would see the day as every day is magic. You would hear beautiful words being spoken. You would hear beautiful music. You would just hear and sing and have love surrounded you. You'd be surrounded by family, friends. You would be surrounded by people you worked with that loved you, everyone that loved you. And this is your reality, and this is the truth. This is the world that happens once you tap into your infinite nature and your infinite power. This is the world that you manifest and create once you activate the self within you that no longer is hindered by earthly experiences or your past. You enter this world of beauty where everything goes your way, where there's lightness and fun and joy every minute. And it just seems like everything falls into your hands and falls into your lap every second, right when you need it. That is the world of the mind of the individual who has accessed spirit. You've accessed that genius higher self. You have accessed that part of you that loves fully and deeply. And that light is shining around you. That light is gold. That light is vibrant. That light is magnificent beauty. Ooh! Feel that. Come into terms with how beautiful and great you are and how magnificent your beautiful being is. Because right now, this is an activation. Right now, you are being activated to go into this world After you've cleared and cleansed everything from you of your old self, you now are coming into this beautiful, beautiful state of mind and this beautiful presence that is loving you and is being here with you all the time, and that is you. Welcome to yourself. Welcome home. Welcome home, beautiful one. Get up and rejoice. Let's have it right now with the love and the self-love. Imagine everything that is coming to you. I am love. You are love. I love you. I am love. We are love. We love you. You love everything about you. I love you. Feel the words of the I love. Feel the words of the I love you. Feel the words of the I love you. Feel the words of the I love you. 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 Let's get high together in this moment. Wherever you are, let's unify and join hands. And know that we are working, all of us, every single person who's listening, we are all working together to manifest to the higher self, to the next level. To the next level of our unfoldment. We are right here to the next level of our truest miraculous being. Feel love, feel God, and feel that you are God. Oh, it's going to be a beautiful, magnificent, magnificent life you are destined to live right now in this moment. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. And we open up these doors right now for the intention to lift our vibrations and to higher our vibrations right now in this moment. Please lift our vibrations and let us be free. Let us be free and let us be loving. And let the love of God surround me. Let the love of God surround you. You are the most magnificent source and power. Amen. Take some deep breaths in. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale with your love and be here and be free. Thank you so much, Infinite Presence and Infinite Spirit. Woo-hoo-hoo! It is exciting. It is an exciting life we are living right now. It is a really good time to be alive. It is the most beautiful time to be alive. Oh, I love you. And I love being here on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you got activated. I hope you got excited. I hope you could feel that energy just cascading upon you from your head to your feet. I hope you were just bathed in the most beautiful love of spirit that comes here. You were just loved and you're feeling uplifted in this moment and you're feeling high and alive and good, because that's what life's about. High and alive and good. Feeling the love just coming and exuding with each other. This is what it, that is the miracle. That is the supernatural force, you see. Us every day, me and you right here making this happen. We are the walking miracles making all of this happen. Oh yeah. Ooh, feel it, feel it, feel it. Oh, thank you so much for tuning into this meditation. Stay tuned. We're here till 7 p.m. I got some music before the end of our show and we do a little mini reading. But, you know, until then, you know, hang with it. Hang tight. This is just, it's just beginning. The miracles are just beginning. And you need to just stay open. See the signs. See the signs of your loved ones. Dreams. Visions. Trust it. You know? Tuning on the radio and hearing something that reminds you of a loved one. It's a sign. A song, a word, whatever it is. Do you use symbols? Do you have symbols that remind you? Mine is the Beach Boys. Every time I hear the Beach Boys or see something Beach Boys. Ooh. That's the cue. That is my cue. Spirits are, ooh, hiccuping, burping. All these things are coming up because it's coming out. It's a good sign. It's a good sign. That's it. That's a sign that spirit's around. What are your symbols? Who do you know in the other side that shows you signs all the time? Are they flickering lights? are there spirits in your house trying to get your attention and going to talk to them? Your loved ones are constantly here. They're not here to just be here and float around like Casper, the friendly ghost, friendliest ghost you know. You know, I mean, yeah, that is part of what they're doing, but like straight up, they trying to help you. Yo, they trying to give you help. Like they're okay, but they're trying to give you help. Like, you know, you have no idea what's available to you. You have no idea. Have no idea what is in store for you when you open up. And, you know, of course, you have access to that. You can feel for yourself and you can understand it. And you probably, anyone who's listening probably already has access to that and already knows what I'm talking about, you know? Or else you wouldn't be listening to this on purpose. But if you're listening to this by accident, feel it. Feel what the universe is trying to tell you. All right. I like it. Do you like it? I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. Yeah. Chicka, chicka, chicka. Ow. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, boom, boom. Oh my God, the ADD is severe. See, that's what happens after the meditation. I just get really high and energized. Ah! Oh my God, I'm so excited. I love you. I'm going to just say I love you over and over so aggressively. Like each Liebe dich. I hope I said that right. I did. That's I love you in German. Ich liebe dich. I love you. And let's do this. So I'm going to play some bomb music. I got a fun one. So we had some doo-wop. We're going to transition. Some 311. Yeah. This is a fun one down. We changed a lot of them. Some. I play a lot of 311 because I love 311, but they're a very esoteric band. So if you listen more of them, you can hear more of their lyrics. They're wild. It's good. It's good stuff. Phenomenal. Okay, stay tuned. We got some more here. The Paranormal Playground Sounds. Woo!
Chill. Thank you, then just let me know. for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything be wrong? A good day from morning till night. And it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose. A good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun. Rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing. And you got the right of way. 'Cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away the pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night.
walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know.
If you don't send money to WMFO, Green Day will record another album. Send money by credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check, made out to trustees of Tufts College, and mailed to WMFO, Attention Support, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Visit our website at WMFO for more info. Act before it's too late. You don't want another boulevard of broken dreams.
Good evening, lovely people. You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium. Yeah. I hope you all got activated by that meditation and all that music going on. Ooh, it's always a surprise. It's a surprise, surprise. Spirit is always giving us a surprise. That was the Kings of Nothing with Drive All Night. Oh, goodness. I was just like, I haven't played Kings of Nothing in ages. It's time. It's that kind of night. We had Led Zeppelin, Dire Maker, Peggy Lee. It's a good day. Chet Atkins, Mr. Sandman, 311 Down, the Harp Tones, I Remember, and the Crest, Sweetest Ones. Yes, yes, yes. This is my collection of ADD that goes on in my brain and channeling it right to you. You know, I was like, thank God that I have a radio show, because there's literally a radio in my head all day, every day. There's a radio going on right now as I'm talking, as I'm playing music, and then that has a radio, and then that has a radio, and that radio has a radio, and the radio, and after that, and that, and it just, it's infinite. It just goes in, okay? Okay? Woo! As you can see, I'm super charged. I'm super duper charged. I gotta say it in the Boston accent, you know. Hey, I wouldn't be the Boston medium if I didn't do Boston time. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want that for my life, okay? I don't want it for yours, and I don't want it for mine. I'm just kidding. I'm just gonna, just accept it. If you're a townie, don't be ashamed. Like, I am beyond being ashamed. And that's why I gave myself the name, Boston medium. Anyway. So we've got a couple more. I mean, no, that's a lie. We have like, we legit have like 20 minutes. Like, what am I doing? I just get really sad like when it's time to end. Because I'm like, I don't want to cut off. No, I'm having so much fun. But it's okay. I'll be here next week, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Don't miss it. Sometimes I have people on here doing live music. It's dope. And then I give them all live medium readings. Oh, and then they play their music. We do the meditation. It's so much fun. I'm telling you. Oh, you got to get it. Just get in the fun. Life is good. Life is, oh God, I can't even. Life is just so good right now. Like the trees, the breeze, the air. Oh my God, the infinite love. It's just like, oh, to be alive. Oh, it's just so magnificent. Can you feel that? Can you feel how good it is to just be alive? Just the ability to see, the ability to hear, the ability to talk, the ability to create things, the ability, everything that we have. It's like, you know, these little things are, they mean so much, and that's what makes us rich. That's what makes us billionaires. We're already billionaires, you know? I feel like a billionaire every single day. Every single day. So this is a beautiful full moon. I hope you're all loving it. I hope you're all just getting it in, just getting the vibes. I mean, I know full moon sometimes can be a little wacky, because it is about clearing and it's about getting rid of stuff. So I hope if today was wacky for you, and because you're just getting clear of everything and you're getting rid of things and clearing, and you could tune into this and you're feeling better, well golly, I did my job. And praise the gospel, I did my job. And I hope to continue to do my job. This is my service to you, and I'm beyond the moon and stars. Happy to be here to deliver this for you. I love you. Speaking of that love, let's get into some music before I go into my mini reading at the end. Whew, okay, so what do we have here? Linda Scott, I Told Every Star. This is a cute, fun song. Let's do it. All right, stay tuned. We're here.
Gee, it's dandy to have some candy. Mmm. Oh, be-doo-be-doo. Dandy to have some candy. To have some candy.
Hello, hello! You're listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds with your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Me. And we are at that time of the hour where we're going to go in and do our weekly full moon reading and see what Spirit has for us this week. Let's see what's going on here, Spirit. Ooh, Infinite Spirit, thank God for the meditation music. Okay. Okay. So what's coming in right now is there is a focus on organizing your abundance. Yes, we all like that. We all like that energy. So to get more clear and to get more kind of even in balance with abundance, if you're having issues with material things, money of that sort, of that nature, if there's any worry coming in with money or anything that is not even, or if you're not even worrying with money, or you're just looking for more ways to bring in the good stuff, bring in the gold. There is a good energy that's coming in around this that has to do with, it has to do with your energy and your vibration. And so that's what's going to attract in the wealth. That's what's going to attract in the good stuff. That's what's going to attract in more. That's what's going to attract in the help. That's what's going to attract. And it's not just about money. It's not just about material things we can hold. It's about everything else that comes into contact. See, some things that we're asking for, universe. So it's not just about, oh, can I manifest this car? Can I manifest this house? It's also, we want other things like, you know, good family and friends around us. We want better health. You know, we want more vitality, whatever it is that we want or we're looking for in our lives. Sometimes it's not the way that we think it comes into us. So Spirit is coming to tell us to make sure that we're open to other forms of receiving. Not just this one thing of receiving, because sometimes we have in our heads that we're going to get something a certain way, but then it comes in a different way. And then sometimes we push that other option away to get it because we're so fixated on one way of receiving something. So this is a good message right now about giving and receiving. So like, and they're coming in, this is also incorporated with seeing the signs and believing in spirit. So like it's just like that, and seeing all the symbols around us. So with abundance and what it is that we want to manifest, you know, the wanting sometimes can come and block us from actually having something, obviously, if we're in the state of constant wanting. When we are a constant dispenser and a constant giver, and it's not just money, and I think this is what a lot of people really misinterpret as giving and having and abundant prosperity, wealth, it's everything. So if you don't have money, you know what you can give? You can give your humor. You can give your comedy to people. You can make people feel good around you. You can heal. You can be a heal. You can just give. You can give your touching hand. You can give your helping hand. You can, if you can't help in that way, or if you can't give money in that way, or if you, you know, if you're not, let's say you think you're in a higher enough vibration to provide such lightness and comedy, what are your other special skills? What are your other gifts and talents that you can share? Because this is a good week to start giving our gifts and talents and spreading them and giving them out, because we think it's just for us. It's for everyone else. We have our gifts and talents for a reason. It's to share it with people because other people need what you have. So when we're giving it out, guess what? That's your currency. That's your money. And then whatever it is that you need is going to come back to you. You know, when you're giving it. And of course, this is all about letting go. Money, finance, it's all about letting go. It really is. When you're in, that's why people who have lots of money, they keep getting money, because they know they're gonna get money. It's just imprinted in their head. It's imprinted in their subconscious. They're not worrying about it. They know it's coming. But, and you know the difference of people who don't have money. They're worrying constantly. They think they're never going to have it, or it's going to run out. That's why they never have it. So you have to understand there is all these elements of energy, of belief. And spirit's bringing, it's really amazing how spirit's actually bringing this in, because spirit's comparing this to the way that we, spirit's comparing the way that we think about money and finance and our beliefs about it, kind of the way that we think about spirit. And we have to look at it in that way. So if you're good at mastering money and finance, and you're good with managing it, and you're good at and you're just good with it, you know, you can incorporate that into when you want to call upon your spirit. Use that belief that you have, because all of that energy and all of that belief you're putting in your piggy bank and you're spending time on, and knowing that you have, and knowing that spirit is here, it's going to come into fruition, and that spirit communication is there. It's like, if I can do this, you can do it. If I can do spirit communication, you can too. You know, you can tap into that sacred place to have a connection with you and your loved ones. And I hope this is all making sense, because literally this is all just being channeled. And so I hope it's making perfect sense to you. And it's just kind of like, it's really good way to look at it for me, because even though I do this regularly and I am a psychic medium, and I have a really great belief in spirit, I couldn't be doing this if I didn't have a solid belief. It's good to open up more doors to what else is there. It's infinite. So this is a message for me as well. And we're always learning. So remember, you want to get the good stuff, not just money, not just finance, not just wealth, everything else that you are desiring that's going to add value and make you feel rich. Give what you have. That is the key to it. Give what you have. Because the world needs it. The world needs your energy. Give your energy. Give it. You know? I'm telling you, I'm going to go back to doing backflips. I'm getting it in. I'm going outside. I'm working out. Pilates. All of that. I'm going to do some backflips. And that energy is going to manifest. It's going to manifest billions of dollars. Woo! Yeah. You see? You see right there? Ow! I'm gonna get off this radio station and then money's just gonna fall from the sky. Woo! See, it's all magic, baby. It's all magic. And if you're ready for magic, you got to be ready. Are you ready? Are you ready to just make dollar bills appear out of nowhere? Are you ready to find the pirate booty and the pirate treasure chest? Are you ready for it? Are you ready to rock and roll? Come on! This is your life right here. We're here. This is all you got. This is your only life. Let's live it in magic. Woo! Thank you so much for that. For listening to me at the Paranormal Playground Sounds. I'm out of here. I'm your host, Mariah Merlin Knight, the boss of me, and this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we're here, and I'll be here next week. Please enjoy everything. Enjoy your life. I love you so much. Have a beautiful day. I'm going to leave you with some Adam and the Ants, Crackpot History. Let's do this. Woo!
Addressed by a very prominent lady who is noted for her modesty. She is so modest that she blindfolds herself when taking a bath. Modesty runs in her family. She has a nephew who is just 10 years of age. Sometimes the nephew says, "I'm going to the Forbidden Name store." The little fellow is too modest to say, "I'm going to the A&P."